Poll, assimilated second-generation Hispanics prefer Trump over Biden. By John Binder on August 19, 2020. Second-generation Hispanics in Texas are much more likely to choose President Trump over Democrat nominee Joe Biden, as well as Hispanic voters who speak mostly English, a new survey finds. An online survey by YouGov for the Texas Hispanic Policy Foundation and Rice University's Baker Institute reveals that second-generation Hispanic Texans, those whose grandparents were immigrants but whose parents were born in the United States, support Trump by a majority of 50.7% to Biden's 40.9%. First-generation and third-generation Hispanic Texans support Biden over Trump by huge margins, 49.8% to 17.9% and 51.3% to 38.2%. Likewise, the survey suggests that the more Hispanic voters speak English, the more likely they are to back Trump. For example, Trump slightly leads Biden, 43.6% to 43.2%, with Hispanic Texans who speak only English or speak English more than Spanish at home. The survey shows the same is true in terms of educational attainment. While Biden leads with Hispanic Texans who have a high school degree or less than those who have some college education, Trump leads Biden with 48.4% to 38.7% with Hispanic Texans who have a college degree or more. Devout Catholic and non-religious Hispanic Texans also prefer Biden by 60.6 to 55% to Trump's 32.7 to 27.3%. On the other hand, Hispanic Texans who are Protestant support Trump by a majority, 51.1% to Biden's 24.4%. The survey comes as Democrats focus much of their agenda on the Black Lives Matter movement, leaving Trump with an opening to pick up support from disenfranchised Hispanic voters who are less likely to identify with recent racial and civil unrest. This week, former 2020 presidential candidate Julian Castro warned in an interview with Axios that Democrats could see a potential slide of Latino support come November. "I think that we could win the battle and lose the war," Castro said. The rapid six-decades-long shift in the nation's demographics through mass immigration, where about 1.2 million legal immigrants are admitted every year and can become naturalized citizens after 5 years of residency, is overwhelmingly favorable to Democrats. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all acknowledged the trend. "The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics," Axios reported last year. "The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Today, the foreign-born population has jumped to nearly 14% and the total of foreign workers in the American economy has hit the highest level since 1996. With no reductions to legal immigration levels, the U.S. is set to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through the process known as chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can sponsor an unlimited number of foreign relatives for green cards. In the 2020 presidential election, about 1 in 10 U.S. voters will have been born outside the country. Likewise, Hispanic Americans are set to outpace Black Americans as the largest voting minority group in this year's election." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.